Quranic snapshots, illustrated reflections on an ayah a day, and a structure to support your own Quran journaling. We're on Juz 2, and today's verse is again from Surah Baqarah, but ayah 186. فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Indeed, I am near. You might have heard of this before. It's part of a beautiful verse where Allah says, "When my servants ask you about me, I am near. I answer the caller when he calls me." What's also interesting is that this verse is in the middle of other verses all about the rules around fasting. It's as though Allah is telling us that the month of Ramadan is not just for fasting, but also a special time for making du'a. And how beautiful is the reassurance that He gives us. He is near and He answers. Imagine that. Allah is saying to you and I, "I'm here. I hear you." Alhamdulillah, we're so blessed that we have so many du'as given to us from the Ahlul Bayt. The month of Ramadan is the perfect time to pick up some of those du'a books that might be sitting on our shelves, like Imam Sajjad's Sahifa Sajjadiyah or Imam Ali's Munajat. Or sometimes you might just feel like reciting your own du'a, using your own words to pray and ask Allah, and that's okay too. I love the hadith by Imam Ali alayhi salam where he says, "The Lord who owns and holds the treasures of the heaven and the earth has given you permission to ask for them and promised to answer. By simply granting you the privilege of praying for his favours and mercies, he has handed over the keys of his treasures to you." As you recite and make du'a in this special month, know that Allah is near and that He hears you. Let's pick out some of the key words to help us remember and record this passage. Inni, I am, and qareeb, meaning near. Having little doodles helps us to remember the words better. You can choose any image that helps you. I've picked the My Location icon to show near, and a praying hand since this verse is about making du'a. Lay yours out however you like. I record the juz number as a title at the top, and I like to write the verse in both Arabic and English. Down here I've got our keywords to help me remember the verse. The most important part, I think, is a space for you to write your own reflection on the verse and what it means to you. And the intention part is for our own personal takeaway, a practical step we can make to apply this verse. Maybe you'd like to pick up a different du'a book to connect to Allah through, or perhaps look up some of the daily du'as recommended to us from the Ahlul Bayt. So go ahead and jot down today's passage however you like, remembering to put in your keywords and little doodles to make it easier to remember. It would be amazing if we could use this space to inspire each other. Share your Quranic notes in the comments below, and inshallah, we can all learn together.